Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Christie's Vision, Bad Credit, and Josh Throws a Bagel.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Did you ever play softball, Christie?
No, I have a little problem with depth perception. Look at the front of my cars.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't have it. I have a...
Didn't you?
I had a lazy eye. I was born a little cross-eyed. And
gotcha. All right.
Yeah, so I have a problem with depth. So anything involving a ball, I have problems with.
Christie, I love when we get a little curtain into your youth. It is always so funny.
And landing on a balance beam. Those two things are a little tough for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I always think of you when I do enter a parking garage. Because I don't know why I don't hit those walls when you have to go in that the Batman circular around.
Yeah, I got the whole side of the car once.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was a traitor in. Sorry if you got that, pilot.
Well, I think I win the stupid award, though. I backed into my own car mm-hmm. one morning. That didn't happen too long ago, actually. And did you back into your own car?
No, but I was on a test drive on a car lot and hit another car and bought the car I wrecked because I felt so guilty.
Were they going to make you?
Boy, wait a minute. That's like Elvis Presley.
First off, I was excited to make back into your own car money. I'm really excited to be making back into a car and buy it.
No, Josh.
It doesn't matter. If I bang it up, I just buy it.
This was back when I had no money, and I was test driving a used car on a lot, and I felt so guilty I bought the car.
Oh, so wait, that's a bummer. You're driving car A, you crash into car B. Mm-hmm. Do you purchase car A or car B?
I purchased car A.
Okay.
Gotcha,
and then
gotcha.
Was told afterward, well, they had insurance for that. You didn't have to do that. And I just, I had no idea.
That.
And the salesman didn't tell me that.
Well.
Of course.
Well, of course not. You know,
That was the Mazda that seized up on me. I loved that car.
I think Christy knows this story, but way when I first started out, I had what do you call a spotty credit?
Bad.
my credit. That's what. Wait, have you Godwined out?
I Godwined out.
I don't know if Pat's aware of that national term.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if you look that up, Godwined. A bad credit score right there.
Couldn't be any lower than
right
mine.
There. Anyway, I oddly enough, I was buying a Mazda GLC. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Great little cars.
Mine was a 626. I loved it.
And I was very proud that I was renting a TV. And I told the guy I was buying the car, I said, oh, well, I've got, so far, I haven't missed a payment on my TV. And as these things go, he listened to the radio and he said, you know, he wanted to be my friend. And he was a very nice guy. And he goes, you know, that's one of our red flags. If people can't afford to buy a TV, they rent one. We normally don't sell them cars.
Wow.
So something I was proud of. Went way far the other way. I'm guessing you never had any trouble with money, and you're always responsible. And
are you kidding me?
Look at the bottom line. Other than your student loan, but that's a
no. Yeah, it took me a while to realize, but then once I became responsible with money, and then I went, you know, all I kind of want to do is just pay my bills and not be hassled by anybody.
Yeah.
Then I've stuck to a really good. Plan and stuff. Yeah,
you know, I had the guy wanting to come pick up the car called me on Christmas Day.
Ugh. The Repo Man?
Repo Man.
I remember that story. That's rough.
I remember him saying...
Reverse Santa. Yeah.
I said, reverse. It's Christmas. And he said, I don't give a F what day it is.
Yeah, you're home.
I want to say something so badly that I know I can't.
This guy was a good repo man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's badass, okay? I don't care what day it is. I'm calling him.
Did you get that like old-timey movie voice when you said, but it's Christmas?
But, yeah. Come on, Mr. Come on, it's Potter. Christmas. It's Christmas.
The banker.
All right.
What was I going to say? Now I forgot. Right.
Mazda?
Oh, we grew up in an age you'll never understand. Sure. Before the ATM.
Yeah.
And I used to go and write bad checks on a Friday.
Float that for the weekend?
At a department store, because they would give you cash at the department store if you wrote a check, and they would give me cash to get me through the week. And I knew I had no money, but I did it.
Just gaming the system.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That could bite you in the ass hard, though.
Yes.
Yeah, you could be
arrested. I don't recommend that.
Arrested? Although, that's where I came up with the saying, this hand will write anything I tell it to.
$20 every Friday. There you go. $20.
Yep. I think I made $400 every 2 weeks.
And I don't know how much I made, but I know it wasn't enough to get me through the weekend.
That's a lot.
Something else. Hey, the Little League World Series is back, kids, but there won't be international teams or 22,000 fans in the stands for the championship.
Well, then it's not a World Series.
Well, the tournament in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, so will. Is set to start today. The COVID, of course, forced the cancellation of the World Series in 20. This year, the Delta variant has forced these changes, especially for several older age groups. But what most fans think of as the Little League World Series with 10 to 12-year-old players on the field will take place over the next week and a half. First up is a game between Connecticut and Hawaii.
So oh, okay.
Do with it.
Well, that's two different countries.
Sure. That sure the hell is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they're talking about.
Doesn't Hawaii still have a king? I'm pretty sure about that.
Yes.
Yeah, King Kamehameha.
Hawaiian bread.
Yep, that's it. Nailed it.
Is there anything better than that big glob of Hawaiian bread? You dig out the middle and put spinach
dip in.
Spinach dip in the middle. Mm. My God.
Can you just eat butter?
Can you eat one of those?
Could I eat a whole blob of Hawaiian bread?
I
wouldn't feel well. But yeah, of course I could.
I could do that.
Is it sweet? I've never had it.
It's really
Yes, Pat.
I've never had it.
Pat, you got
it. Oh, dude, I'll get you some rolls.
Okay.
Pat, you get some Hawaiian bread, and you cut it in half. You put pulled pork, and then you put the rest of it on there, and then you cut the sliders out, and it's delicious, my friend.
That sounds good.
Holy moly.
Yeah, they have sliders out.
They do.
Now.
I'll get you some of those. You and Jimmy are going to lose your minds.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Is there any food you can't hack, Willie?
Dude, I love food so much. It's my favorite thing in the world.
For a while, the big blobby loaf was the only Hawaiian bread.
Right.
They
absolutely
didn't have all these.
Now they have slices and hamburger buns and hot dog buns and sliders.
Sliders and rolls, dinner rolls.
Well, next time you're making hamburgers around the house, do yourself a favor. Circle the grocery store a little bit. You might have to go to a kosher deli to find some challah buns. Challah is kosher bread that is cake, my friend. It is just cake. It tastes delicious. Mm. I'm done talking. I'm sweating over here.
What about brioche? You like brioche?
I am a fan.
A brioche.
That's like cake. That's like cake.
Brioche makes a nice French toast, by the way.
You know who the favorite food is? Brioche. Alligators.
Oh, who knew that?
Yeah.
You know, there's only one bread I don't like.
I'm the king of the Segway.
And I will be screamed at about this. I do not care for Asiago.
Are you out of your mind?
That's with like the dried cheese on top.
Yeah,
that's not really a bread. That's
whatever.
The cheese.
I don't care for it.
I don't care for rye bread.
Oh, I love a good rye.
Yeah.
How about beefsteak?
No.
Yeah, the sliced rye.
No. Mm. Yuck.
All right, sir. Stand by, Pat. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Bring me a piece. Bring me an Asiago bagel. I dare you.
Uh oh.
See if I don't frisbee it into the woods.
Mark, we need to see how far Josh can throw an Asiago bagel.
Oh,
coming up later.
Dude, I will discus that into his back.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with Geico Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
A large alligator in Florida, kids, has gotten caught in the net of a lacrosse goal.
Oh,
that's not good.
He thought it was Lacoste?
Okay, it's there's something there for sure.
Yeah, yeah. There is something there.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Thank you. I got to take a knee. Wow, that's amazing. WKMG, and their news, of course, is on your side, reported that the alligator was trapped for about 45 minutes before it I want to break free, and made its way into a nearby wooded area, much like the end of the latest Jurassic Park, where they let the animals go into the neighborhood at the end of the movie.
Oh, she sure does.
You just ruined the whole movie. Yeah,
no, that movie ruined the movie.
The homeowner said they believe the reptile was likely interested in a dead snake that was also caught in the net. What the hell is it with this lacrosse net?
Yeah.
Snakes and gators.
Hey, should we move the lacrosse net out of the swamp? I don't know.
Kids might be able to...
Kids need a defense.
And PETA is calling on the Cleveland Indians... Cleveland Guardians to add a vegan hot dog mascot to its hot dog derby race.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sure.
How do you know they don't they all look alike?
I know. Couldn't you kind of go, well, yeah, it is.
He's vegan.
He's vegan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just do like what J.K. Rowling did with Dumbledore and be like, actually, he was vegan the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, really? There was no hint of that anywhere.
That is a 28-year-old observation. Just like Dumbledore, you know?
Oh, excuse me.
I don't know about
He's not
Harry
judging
Potter.
You. He's just saying. Yeah.
Millions of people enjoy the Harry
yes,
Potter
Yes, of course,
series.
Along with you.
If anything, Chick appreciates that viewpoint.
I feel the same way about Harry Potter that you do, only the exact opposite.
Okay.
I take it back. You hate it.
According to reports, after the team announced it would be changing its name to the Cleveland Guardians, animal rights organization PETA made the request in a letter to the team's general manager, Mike Chernoff. In the letter, PETA applauded the team's decision to change its name and asked the team to continue the spirit of inclusivity and try to stay away from terms like they all look alike.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, that does not say it in there.
It does not.
Christy said all the hot dogs look alike.
Hot dogs all look alike.
Didn't you hear her say that?
Well, they don't all look alike. Brats, Polish sausages.
Those are hot dogs.
Yeah, but hot dogs. They're under the umbrella, my friend.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm with Josh on this.
Okay, you know what? Just go ahead. I'm done now.
Wait a minute. This sounds a lot like your father kind of argument.
He
maintains that all pasta is different tasting.
Yeah, that's
from
crazy.
From spaghetti to bow tie pasta.
No,
to
but I'm just saying that the brats, the Polish sausage, those are cousins to hot dogs.
Cousins, okay.
They can be served in a bun at the ball game.
That's true.
If we go to a ball game together, Josh, and you say, hey, can you get us a couple of hot dogs? And I come back with brats, you're not going to be angry.
No, I will.
You'll be
when
angry?
I say, sure. Because that meant I was crazy. Look, I'm very specific when it comes to that kind of stuff.
What? If we go to Wrigley Field together.
So if you go, hey, give me a hot dog, and I come back with a license plate in a hot dog bun.
No, you jerk. You are so dumb if you think that's an equivalency. Are you kidding me?
There's going to be
if
trouble.
If I come back with a beautiful Polish sausage with sautéed onions and grainy mustard on top of it.
I'd go, hey, thanks, eat it, and then go, well, I'm going to go get that hot dog I want.
I hate you.
Go back and get
me a hot dog. I can't do this anymore. I'm done lying. I'm done living a lie. You're such a jerk. I can't do this.
What I'm saying is, if you have hot dog races on a baseball field,
yes, they do.
They're all going to look alike.
Well, but they are dressed differently.
Wait, one's got mustard on it. One's got ketchup.
What PETA wants is for them to go and the vegan dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is easy to do. Just say that.
What if they did the vegan dog and it was just constantly losing?
It was so weak.
It was weak. Yeah. Need protein to run.
Oh my gosh, that's not a thing.
Now PETA's going to complain.
You can work out and build muscle mass with a plant
with pea protein.
Sure. Yeah.
We're making jokes.
Yeah, I told Josh that I hated him 2 months ago. I think we're joking a little bit over here.
That doesn't concern me. We all hate him.
I'm not quite hateable.
Maybe it's time for our new feature. Josh Angers America.
Oh, that is...
That's nice.
Now that is music. That works.
Well, no, it's not time. But it's good to know that we have the music.
This has been Josh Angers America. Okay. Where were we? PETA offered to pay for the meat-free costume. and also offered to treat all the players to veggie dogs.
Whoa, what a treat.
To which the players said...
No, thank you. Well, I have no idea. Veggie dogs might be delicious.
Yeah,
I've had plenty of vegan dishes that are just awesome.
I love Boca Burgers.
Aren't they great?
Oh, good. Gosh.
It is. It's been around for so much time. They've gotten really good in the last decade.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered for the first time from a hamburger place yesterday, a new hamburger place, and... I won't tell you which hamburger place it was, but what happened made me so mad I was shaking. And
okay,
I ordered a mushroom burger.
Yeah,
a fine choice.
What do you think, mushroom burger?
Swiss mushroom, sauteed mushrooms on there.
Maybe some grilled onions. Maybe
sure, you get the portobello. Yeah.
Mushroom burger there is a giant portobello mushroom.
Oh, yeah,
with onions and
portobello makes a nice. I mean, it's good, but when you're not expecting it.
I managed to choke it down.
That's very beefy.
Can I ask
you? They're very good grilled. Here we go.
Oh, it's an Asiago bagel.
Oh, thank you, Mark. We got a nice Asiago bagel here.
Are you going to toss it?
Oh, yeah. It smells like a baked foot. And isn't that something?
No! We need to pick that up.
Told you I would discus it across the room.
I think we should somehow go outside and get a tape measure and see how far you can throw that sucker.
Let's take bets.
We're doing it.
All right.
So now we're wasting food. My least favorite community.
I like to think I'm feeding the bird.
Yeah, there's rabbits out there.
The deer might like it,
I'll watch the birds hop up to it, smell it, and run away. No, isn't it very popular? I don't care.
I have never had one. Well, I'm not going to have one now because you threw it.
It's a 5-second rule.
Yeah, we've got a 50-second rule. I'll brush it off.
No, thanks.
No, Asiago bagels, they're good. They're really good.
You know, there are people that believe in the 5-second rule.
I do.
I kind of do.
I kind of do. Depending on what I drop.
It's on the floor.
No
matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
The problem at my house is who gets it first, the dog or me.
I have dropped lunch meat on the floor, and then you can sort of, it's got the residue on it. You can sort of see things from the floor, and then I've put it in there. Yeah, I've gone for it.
What?
Oh, that's
rough. Now that's.
There are certain things I won't do. Lunch meat or a sliced, like slice of banana or a scoop of ice cream. Those things are
going to the trash.
You know you've crossed the line from man to hobo. You know.
I have not crossed. Josh is the one that wants to be a hobo.
I know. That's why I find this so.
You think you could hop a train and live that lifestyle?
No, I know I could. No.
Some people have reminded Josh. I don't know if you picked up on this on social media that they maintain that you would have trouble jumping onto a train the way you performed in the America's Ninja Warrior.
Well, historically, and there is footage of that
out
there.
You fell over quickly, as they were called.
Oh, I mean, what did I last, a whole 4 seconds?
That was a different Josh.
Huh? I was wearing jeans.
That was a different Josh.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You slimmed down quite a bit.
I'm in much worse shape.
No, you're not.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on a sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.